Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Hurricane Hotline on this a Tuesday night. We'll talk University of Miami sports, a quick hour of Hurricane sports as we lead you into Miami Heat basketball and the Heat trying to wrap up their series with the Boston Celtics. We'll have game four coming up for you right around 7 o'clock with an 8:30 tip off. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Weicho Hernandez will join us to talk baseball as well. And then associate head basketball coach Bill Courtney on the show here tonight. And we'll get a quick update on University of Miami basketball recruiting and portal recruiting and Coach L and all of that stuff. But first, we'll start with Don Bailey Jr. We'll jump into football in a moment. A reminder, Hurricanes baseball at the ACC tournament. They'll begin play on Thursday against North Carolina State at 7 o'clock. They'll play Duke on Friday afternoon. Now, the format at the ACC tournament is a little bit odd. It's hard for fans to follow. Duke and NC State play tonight. Miami will have to win one game. They play two in the pool. They'll have to win one game. Whoever wins the Duke North Carolina State game, Miami has to beat them to go to the semifinals. So that's the ACC baseball tournament coming up. A week from today, we'll have the regionals, and we'll know what's going on with University of Miami baseball and the regionals. I would think, Don, Hurricanes will host the regional. That's always a great weekend for Miami when they host a baseball regional.
It really is, Joe, and the University of Miami itself does a great job as a host for that. You know, of course, that Mark Light is one of the storied stadiums and not only in the ACC but in the country, and it'd be great to have people come down here, and it's great for our fans, any baseball enthusiast who wants to follow the best of college baseball they can get it, especially if Miami has a regional.
You know, before we jump into football, the other night at the baseball game, there was a celebration, not so much a celebration as much as an awareness of ALS, and it was a tribute to Paul DeMari, who was a tremendous person, not only for the University of Miami, but just for South Florida. And, of course, Gino running this baseball program. And when he took it over, the program was kind of stuck in quicksand, and he's on the verge of taking them to the tournament again. Has had a lot of injuries to deal with this year. Has won 37, 38 games. Has really put them in a good position. You know, his dad would be happy for him, but it was a nice awareness on Saturday. But more than anything, I think Gino is really settling into being a manager, a head coach at this university, and he is showing some of that grit that his father had for so many years.
Well, let's start with Paul or Mr. DeMari. First of all, he single-handedly took it upon himself to help make the University of Miami great in many areas, not just athletics. He has been so giving and so willing to help through the entire university. He's made such a difference through my entire life. I mean, I've known him ever since I stepped on campus at that university, and he's always been willing to help, whether you're on the field or off the field, and through his donations and through his leadership and his guidance. He was just an angel to the university and to this program. And you see a lot of Mr. DeMari and Gino, and that's a compliment to both of them. You know, Gino is taking on this head coaching job, and each year he gets a better understanding of how to do it. He's very, very competitive. He understands the huge challenges that face the University of Miami, being a private institution versus a state university, where the state universities have so much of an advantage on scholarship dollars versus private university that Miami is, and he's been able to manage that. And it's good to see that each year he gets better and better and has a better understanding, and he's developing into an outstanding head coach.
We are about ready to kick off summer. Memorial Day is next week. And usually that means it's Memorial Day, then it's 4th of July, and then a blink of an eye, it's football season. And we do have basketball coming up tonight with the Heat. So we're still in the middle of NBA season. But before you know it, it's going to be college football season. We're less than 100 days away from the college football season. I don't think anybody spent more time other than University of Miami coaches around the University of Miami offensive coordinators, Shannon Dawson and Lynn Skiddery, than you during the spring. You spent a lot of time with those two guys, more than anybody in the that would be in the media, more than anybody else except players and coaches maybe. What are your thoughts about what they were able to do, and what do you think they're doing right about now? Because they're trying to incorporate, or they will have to incorporate, new players coming in from the portal. So it's going to be a cram session here in the summer.
Yeah, Joe, you know, we'll start offensively. You know, Coach Dawson, and you think about that for a minute, that you've got a team that you went through spring practice with, you know, you're trying to implement your offense, or at least the foundation of it, during those days of spring. And now you have players transferring out and transferring in. So, you know, at the beginning, where you kind of had things set years ago at the end of spring, you would really come out of spring and have a feeling of your first and second team and who your fill-ins would be. Now you've got an idea, but you've also got to figure out, after watching tape of these players that transferred in, on where you can start putting them, at least at a starting point. I don't know where they're going to end up. That's what the practice is going to be about. But you've got to get them at least situated. You got to get them in. And then you've got the learning to where everybody that was here got to go through spring and get an understanding of Coach Dawson's offense. Now you've got to influx the guys again that got to get caught up on it. So you've got to not only sign guys that are capable on the field, they've got to be capable in the classroom and be able to grasp this new offense. Now, in fairness, I think to Coach Dawson, this is a compliment. I think this program offensively, they grabbed a hold of this offense and did not look out of place ever at a practice. They did not. They didn't have to stop and start. The communication was there. There was a lot of cohesion between the offensive line and the running game for something that is so brand new and another way of getting taught the way Coach Dawson teaches. And they're going to have to be faced with that again. And I would imagine your first 10 days of camp is really just going to hone in on making sure you get your terminology down and you have an understanding of what's expected out of each position in this offense.
I think everybody's going to talk about Tyler Van Dyke again. And I was thinking about it the other day and kind of comparing his last 2 years. And one word popped into my head. Once Van Dyke got rolling 2 years ago, he was decisive. Last year, never felt that he was decisive. So I think hopefully he gets back to the quick thought, the quick decision, being decisive in this offense.
You know, that's a very good assessment. And he looked comfortable in, you know, three or four games this year, had some big yards. But the key to him coming into this season is going to be health. Important thing. He's got to be healthy. And he's going to have to continue to get help from other areas. Miami did a great job in the portal and picked up a couple running backs. And we know Tyler Van Dyke well enough that he is studying this offense daily. He is a classroom quarterback as well as a physical guy. He's going to go in there and make sure that he understands it, that he can teach it, and that he can communicate it. And then when you look back a couple years ago, how quick he was able to grab on to Coach Lashley's offense and how much success he had, I expect the same thing to happen in this offense. I really do. I just think that it's right in his wheelhouse. There's some crossover to what he has seen before. It's not dependent on one or two positions. It takes advantage of what opportunities the defense gives you. And he's going to have a great year as long as he remains healthy and he gets help.
Mm-hmm. Defense is going to be pretty simple in terms of expectations. listen, they gave up 40 points. I think it was four or five times last year, more than 40 points. So it's points allowed and big plays allowed. Let's just start there. Take away big plays and let's reduce the amount of points per game.
Yeah, Coach Guidry has got a ton of energy. The players, from everything that I saw, indicated to me that they were able to communicate his calls from the sideline to the field and then also communicate again when the offense would make changes. So when you have simple forms of communication, it really eliminates a lot of big plays that an offense can produce. And I think that that's something that Miami wants to make sure of. But also, he's going to put pressure on the quarterback. He's going to put pressure on the offensive coordinator. And I don't just mean with calls and disguises. I mean with bringing more guys than you can block. And to do that, he's got to be very, very sound in the back end. And Miami's gone out, and they've done as good a job as anybody in the country about making sure that their secondary, that they added experience, they added size, and they added guys that came from places that played big-time football, meaning the Southeastern Conference. So I think it's going to be an interesting mix with the new coordinators. I think that for both of these guys and the success that they had during the spring and how quickly both sides of the balls adapted is going to lead to some very good things when the fall comes around.
You know, the last thing is funny you mentioned the secondary, because I was thinking I'm going to be very interested to see what does the front seven look like once they get them all assembled in the summer.
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason Miami's offense had some success in the spring was because
there's no front
there were
seven.
So many guys MIA, right? I mean, you had your whole defensive front, you know, on the sideline, so there's going to be a lot of competition, and it's going to be a little harder to move that football offensively once the fall comes around. But you're right about that, because the defensive line was banged up and recovering from the season.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr., a little look at football. A reminder, we'll talk more baseball. Huicho Hernandez joins us on the show next, and then we jump into University of Miami basketball after the Hurricanes' historic trip to the Final Four. Associated Coach Bill Courtney will be joining us on the show. DBJ, as always, thank you very much.
All right, Joseph, have a good week.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. We will continue on the Hurricane Hotline right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.